relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Al-Mawti America! Al-Mawti America! Al-Mawti America!
That isn't Gaza, the West Bank, that isn't even Islamabad. Those chants in Arabic, death to America, are being yelled by American citizens here in the United States just a few days ago in Michigan. How did we arrive here? What has happened to the Democrat Party? And do we have jihadism rampant on U.S. territory? No better guest to ask than a man who is a good friend of the show, a patriot, a man who understands the permanent connection between Israel and America. My friend, the president of the Zionist Organization of America, Mort Klein. Welcome to America First.
It's great to be with one of the great patriots of America. Thank God for people like you. We need hundreds like you.
Well, that's too kind. You're in D.C. for a meeting at the Heritage Foundation on these issues. Let's start with just your reaction. Are you surprised to see videos like that of Americans in America calling for the destruction of the United States, Mort?
When you have Iran repeatedly proclaiming death to Israel and death to America, Israel's the little Satan, America's the big Satan, we have to understand. So I understand, we all have to understand, this is an Islamist war against not only Israel and the Jews, but against the West and Christians and non-Muslims. But people refuse to see that. You know, Winston Churchill had a great phrase. He said, one must look at the facts because the facts are looking at you. In other words, whether you look at the truth of these issues, they're there. Yeah. Whether you look at it or not. So we better face the truth. So, no, I'm not surprised that this has happened because this has been their theme all along. Of the Palestinian Authority, of Hamas, of Iran, of the radical Islamic world, is hatred of the West is even greater than the hatred of Israel. The thing is, Israel is right in their midst, so they're in the front lines. But after Israel comes America. In fact, Mohammed al-Zahar, the co-founder of Hamas, 2 months ago on the internet said, I want everyone to understand, first we're going to kill all of the Jews, but next we're going to kill all of the despicable Christians and the non-Muslims, and we will establish a caliphate and Islamicize the entire world. That was 2 months ago, the co-founder of Hamas. Why is that not on the front page of every newspaper? We refuse to accept that truth. It is too ugly and painful, and so we ignore it at our peril.
I understand the threat posed by Iran since 1979, their funding of proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah, their assaults on Israel, their attacks against U.S. forces in the region. But I'm specifically interested in your reaction to this chant being shouted in the open in America by Americans. How did we get here, Mort? Because it's one thing if it's happening on the West Bank, but this is in Michigan.
But these are Muslims in Michigan who agrees with the Islamist theme that we need to Islamicize the world, establish a caliphate, an Islamic rule over the entire world. And I'm very, very worried that we have hundreds of thousands of radical Muslims who have come into America in the last few years. And so they are now feeling even stronger than before. They never had radical Muslims in Congress. Now we do, like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, who are not patriots, who are hostile to Israel and America. And when Rashida Tlaib was asked, what do you have to say about these people in your district calling death to America? She said, I'm not talking to you.
Well, that's a perfect introduction. We actually have that clip from Rashida Tlaib, who was incapable of rejecting, of denouncing the atrocity, the loss of life of innocents October the 7th, and just a few days ago, this occurred.
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
I do not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist? Is chanting death to America racist?
I'm talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do. I know you're Islamophobic, but you guys got to go deal with it on your own self. You're not going to use me.
So asking an elected member of Congress to reject calls for death to America is a racist trope, apparently. I mean, what happened to this party? What happened to the Democrats?
Well, first, I want to say, I assure you, if MSNBC or CNN, if they had asked her the same question, she would have avoided it. She wouldn't answer that because she's an anti-patriot. She's hostile. Here's a United States congresswoman getting paid with taxpayers' dollars, having a pension sitting there waiting for it with taxpayers, American taxpayers' dollars, and she won't condemn someone who says, destroy America? Why is the Democratic Party not immediately condemning her, censoring her, and making a move to throw her out of the U.S. government? No one who will not condemn that vicious, ugly phrase should be allowed to be in the United States government as a congressperson. So, and this has been going on for many years. Her party has refused to publicly condemn in any significant way Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. They should be thrown out of every committee. The president, and especially people like Chuck Schumer and Pelosi, Democrats should be condemning these people in their own party and moving to throw them out of every single committee. But they haven't done it. By not doing it, it sends a message to them and others that it's not so terrible what they're saying.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
My wise Orthodox Jewish friend, I'm sure you know him, Jeff Balaban, once educated me that the connection between Israel and America is that Israel is the greatest nation created by God and America is the greatest nation created by man. This, you know, incapacity to condemn calls for death to America is also linked, is it not, to her behavior, for example, as soon as she moved into Congress. On the map of the Middle East in her office, she placed a post-it note over Israel, obliterating it, and writing instead Palestine. These things are connected, are they not, Maude? The hatred of Israel and America.
Israel is a Western outpost of American values in the Middle East. So they hate Israel, and they hate Jews, of course, first, Christians second. So the hatred of if Israel didn't exist, they would still be hating America, still be hating the Western countries. So this has nothing to do with Israel per se. It has to do with our values, our system of government that they abhor. And it is high time that the leaders of her party must publicly condemn her, strip her of every post, of every committee she's on. And I've heard no condemnation. Worse, I heard President Biden, at a speech he gave only this past week, where people were screaming against Israel, you know, genocide and all these incredible lies, What did Biden say to them? Did he condemn them? No. He said, you have a point. Imagine people saying Israel's committing genocide, and they say you have a point, when in fact, in a war caused by Hamas, Israel has killed the lowest number of civilians percentage-wise of any war in history, a few thousand civilians. Every civilian shouldn't be killed, but this is a war. And yet these people are saying genocide when Israel is dropping leaflets in neighborhoods telling Arabs to get out of their homes, out of their apartments before we hit bombs. That's a hell of a way to commit genocide. Let me say one other thing about genocide. There were 150,000 Palestinian Arabs in 1948 in this area of Israel. Today, there are 2 million Palestinian Arabs. It's gone from 150,000 to 2 million. Whoever's in charge of Israel's genocide program must be fired immediately. Yeah. They're incompetent.
Yeah, growing massively is not what a genocide results, reverse genocide. We're talking to Mort Klein, president of the Zionist Organization of America, ZOA.org. Follow him on Twitter at Morton A. Klein 7. And if you enjoy the long form, deep dive discussion with real experts like our friend Mort, make sure you are subscribed on the podcast platform of your choice to America First. I don't care whether it's Salem, Spotify, or Apple. Just look for my name, America. My name, Sebastian Gorka, and America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you want peace in the world, if you want prosperity and safety in America, wear the T-shirt. Get the mug that says it all. It's the booking photograph from Atlanta, Trump 2024. Support the president. Tell the world that you know who gave us prosperity and peace. You can get yours along with your yard sign at sebgorkastore.com. That's SEBGORKA store.com. And you can support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. That's donaldjtrump.com. Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Join me, Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. An incredible opportunity to engage with fellow Patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over the 4th of July weekend, sponsored by the veterans at the Midas Gold Group. Experience the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. What could be better? June 29th to July 6th. Reserve your cabin at patriotsalaskacruise.com, 855-565-5519. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it.
Great speech. I was telling the secretary, you know, I was in Jordan and Israel this weekend, and just, you know, we've got to keep pushing what we're doing on the humanitarian stuff and all this stuff. So
I told him, baby, show me pieces. Baby, you know, I'm going to come to you.
Sir, just
I'm going to have my kid.
That was good.
The latest infamous hot mic moment of Joseph Biden after the State of the Union saying, Bibi has to have a come to Jesus moment. The prime minister of the Israeli state has to have a come to Jesus moment. We will discuss with our special guest in studio one-on-one in a moment. We have a handful, literally a handful of cabins left for our Patriots Alaska cruise over July 4th weekend. Join us for the trip of a lifetime, especially if you're one of our listeners who missed our trip to Israel. We took 350 of you, our dear listeners, to the Holy Land a year ago. Now, our trip is a little bit closer to home. We're going to travel the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Union. Check out the itinerary at sebgorka.com and book your cabin today. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Join us. It's going to be superb. You've discussed, Mort, the anti-Semitic really America-hating members of Congress, the squad members, Rashida, we've got Ilhan Omar, AOC herself, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, is a proud supporter of the BDS movement, which for me is just a repackaging of anti-Semitism. But your reaction to the president constantly saying that there needs to be a ceasefire, Israel needs to behave itself, and then saying that Bibi, a Jew, the elected prime minister, has to have a come-to-Jesus moment. Could you talk about this president in contrast to the prior president, Donald Trump?
Well, let me say, he also made that statement on a live mic to two Jews, to Senator Bennett, a Jewish senator from Colorado, and Anthony Blinken, a Jewish Secretary of State.
I didn't know that.
So he's saying this to two Jews. It really shows you that he's not totally aware of his environment at all times.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. So talk to us about his behavior in the last 6 months since October the 7th.
I'm going to talk to you about his behavior since he became President of the United States.
Please.
Because people are now claiming, in my opinion, erroneously, that his hostility toward Israel now is due to getting the Michigan vote. First of all, by making these hostile to Israel statements, he will lose Jewish votes and possibly Christian votes and other pro-Israel votes. So it's not clear this is so wise even politically. But moreover, he has been hostile to Israel since day one, before they were talking about an election. Every appointment he's made of importance to Israel is somebody hostile to Israel. Everyone. Robert Malley, the liaison to Iran, a totally pro-Iran, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel guy. Maher Bitar, National Security Council advisor, is a man who would have at Georgetown, would have a seminar called How to Demonize Israel, supporter of Students for Justice in Palestine, an anti-Israel group. And Hadi Amar, the main liaison from America to Israel, publicly said the terror war against Israel, the Intifada, inspires me, and we must strongly support BDS. And by the way, even the most recent appointment, Jack Lew, the new ambassador to Israel, he was chief of staff to Obama, the worst president we ever had toward Israel. So right away...
Hang on. Stop there for a second. I'm intrigued. Worse than Biden?
No. Right now, this administration is worse than Obama.
Because of October 7th.
It's worse than Obama from day one. From day one, Biden, who claims he has Israel's back and that we have ironclad support, what has he been doing? He has given Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, a vicious enemy of America and Israel, $26 billion, and he's ignored and refused to invoke any of the sanctions. By not invoking the sanctions, Iran has gone from $4 billion in reserves to $100 billion in reserves. They've gone from being on their back economically, almost collapsing, that was the case under the previous administration, to now being strong, wealthy, able to arm Hamas, Hezbollah, and able to fund them. If you care about Israel, if you care about America, do you give Iran's $26 billion and ignore sanctions? This man is the worst. Plus the Palestinian Authority, the previous administration said, as long as the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, pays Arabs a lifetime pension to murder Jews, a lifetime pension, they spend $400 million a year paying people to murder Jews. It's astonishing. And so the previous administration said, no more $800 million in funds from America until you stop this policy.
You mean the Trump administration?
The Trump administration. Right. And now Biden is giving them $800 million, ignoring the Taylor Force Act, which says you can't fund them, Palestinian Authority, as long as he still has this policy, which he does. UN resolutions, one after the other, extremely hostile to Israel. He refuses to veto them. In the 2 days after October 7th, where people praised his speech on the tarmac, where he said, I have your back, I'm a Zionist, people ignore something he said in this speech. He said, we must immediately establish a Palestinian state. That's what he said 2 days after October 7th massacre. A Palestinian state would be a terrorist state on Israel's longest border, which would be able to bring in heavy arms and threaten Israel in a serious way. Israel gave all of Gaza away. And what did they get? Hamas and 30,000 rockets. You want to give them even more land so they have the ability to be even more dangerous to Israel and to American interests? No, so my statement, I'm proclaiming that President Biden has been hostile to Israel since day one. This is not about elections. This is not about Michigan. It's about his own sinister motives, sinister issues toward Israel, with, I believe, Obama in the background. Why do I say Obama's clear in the background? Because almost everyone he's appointed that affects Israel is a friend of Obama's.
Yeah.
There's the proof. And because
or worked for Obama.
Or worked for Obama, like Blinken worked for Obama. So this is the proof. This is Obama. But Biden, by the way, has never been a friend of Israel. In 1982, at a hearing with Menachem Begin, the Prime Minister of Israel in America, he threatened Menachem Begin, Biden did, that if you build any more in Judea and Samaria, our ancient homeland, as I say that as a Jew, as a Jewish American, I'm going to cut all aid. And Biden dressed him down, Begin dressed him down, don't you threaten us. We've been here for thousands of years, and we will do what we have to do.
He has a track record. He has always hated the state of Israel. We're talking to the president of the Zionist Organization of America. Follow him on Twitter at Morton A. Klein 7. That's Morton A. Klein 7. And the website is zoa.org. If you want to keep abreast of the breaking news, make sure you follow us on all social media. Just look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, or Seb Gorka, on True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us. We are a television show as well by just downloading the Salem News Channel app or checking us out on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Samsung Plus device. And my latest article on what happened to Israel over the weekend is available on my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. If you enjoy what we provide for you here on America First as much as we love making it for you, please support those who make it possible. And what's more, buy American. Support Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. He sold 81 million of them because they are simply that good. I rest my head every night on one of his pillows, but are you aware he's got literally hundreds of other items on his website, made in America by Americans for you. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. You will not get a better offer anywhere. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, or how about talking to a real person? Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, and you will get 2/3 off and free shipping, and you'll be buying American. You said this thing, this lie that Biden said on the tarmac, I'm a proud Zionist. I know President Trump is. I know I am. It is used as a slur. Will you explain what it means and what is the genesis of the word Zionism, please? Because it's the name of your organization.
ZOA, we are the oldest pro-Israel group, founded in 1897 for one purpose, to reestablish the Jewish state of Israel, which was destroyed 2,000 years earlier.
You mean it wasn't created in 1948? Mort, that's what all the jihadis tell me.
That's right. This was the second time around of a Jewish state. For 2,000 years, we were without one. Although, the city of Jerusalem, since the first census in 1850, always had a majority population of Jews. I have a book, A 1906 Guide to Jerusalem. It says there were 60,000 people in Jerusalem, 7,000 Christians, 13,000 Muslims, 40,000 Jews, 1906. So, yes, this is the reestablishment of the state of Israel. It's a miracle of miracles that God must exist when you have six established Arab countries invading Israel in 48 to destroy it, and Israel survives. It's a miracle. Let me tell you another miracle about God. 99% of 350 missiles that were launched to Israel were eliminated by the Iron Dome. Even a great high tech of the Iron Dome doesn't do 99%. I believe this is a...
God's dome.
I believe that God was involved in this because it makes no sense. And nobody was killed. Not a single person was killed. One Druze girl, unfortunately, was injured seriously, but nobody was killed. And some of these missiles did land, created huge holes in the ground. It can destroy an entire city block, and yet it landed in an empty field. To me, only God is the explanation of that. It's the coincidence is too extraordinary.
And you would agree that there is this seminal connection between Israel and America that was understood by our founding fathers.
I say that in my speeches. John Adams said we need a Jewish state. Theodore Roosevelt, many other presidents said we need a Jewish state. Harry Truman gave the decisive vote establishing the Jewish state, and his White House chief of staff kept pressuring him to vote to support Israel's reestablishment by quoting from Deuteronomy that this land was given to the Jews by God Almighty. So we have a long history of American presidents supporting Israel's reestablishment. Let me tell you something most of your listeners don't know. There was a big fight as to what the emblem should be, the seal should be of America. Ultimately, the seal was the eagle with the wings outstretched. But barely voted down, proposed by Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, was a seal of Moses splitting the sea and having the Egyptian military and the Pharaoh being drowned in the split sea. Wow. With the Israelis, the Hebrews at that time, cheering on in the background. Jefferson and Franklin wanted this to be the seal of America. There was a vote. It barely lost. That tells you something about the history of the allegiance and support toward the Jewish state and the Jewish people of our founding fathers.
Absolutely fascinating. See, this is why we have these guests, because we learn something. I learn something every single day. We have our guests in studio one-on-one. Please follow this man on Twitter, Morton A. Klein 7, and the website is zoa.org. We are coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it's real. It works. It is liberating over a million Americans right now from their daily pain. How do I know this? Because I am one of them. I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and just 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free as of January, 5 years after that date. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. Let me share with you Alicia's story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. That could be your story. There's only one way to find out, but it's so very, very simple. You go to ReliefFactor.com or you call 1-800-4-RELIEF. You order the 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, taken morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Alicia, and over a million of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. Call right now. Write the number down. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA. What is your role in pushing back on the left? Do you have to have a national radio show, TV show, or run for public office? All of those are very good, but there is an easy way to begin. If you have a cell phone, just make sure it's not connected to the big cell phone providers, because they're all woke, they're all left-wing, they give millions of dollars of your money from their profits every single year to things like Planned Parenthood, to gun control organizations, to foundations who are trying to censor and cancel conservatives. Why would you fund abortions with every call you make and every text you send? That's sheer insanity. Switch today to the only conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use. It's called Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. Glenn and his team, their customer service is without parallel. Free activation with my name, extra discounts for veterans and first responders, and the best thing of all, they love America like you do. Don't fund those who hate America. That's crazy. Keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade. Call today, 972-PATRIOT, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys and stop funding the bad guys. 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Mort, as I'm sure you are well aware, we recently had President Trump on our show for a whole hour. Caused a lot of news across the world. Even the Daily Mail wrote about it. Not for any of the things that I thought were really exciting and news-breaking, but because of this comment that I think is just a pure statement of fact. Play tape. Why is it seemingly that this administration, including Chuck Schumer in the Senate, hate the man that Israel chose as their prime minister? Why do the Democrats hate Bibi Netanyahu?
I actually think they hate Israel.
Yes.
I don't think they hate him. I think they hate Israel. And the Democrat Party hates Israel. And the Democrat Party, if you remember, when many Israeli representatives, including Netanyahu, when they came to the country trying, begging, at that time President Obama, please don't make the Iran nuclear deal, which is a disaster and was a disaster. And I ended it. But unfortunately, they didn't do anything with the ending of it. I ended it and would have had a new deal made with Iran. It would have been good for everybody, and there would have been no nuclear weapons. You know, they're very close to getting a nuclear weapon right now.
Yes.
And once they have that, it becomes a different form of negotiation, a much more difficult negotiation. But I really believe they hate Israel, and they also see a lot of votes. Don't forget, when you see those Palestinian marches, even I'm amazed at how many people are in those marches. And guys like Schumer see that, and to him it's votes. I think it's votes more than anything else, because he was always pro-Israel. He's very anti-Israel now. Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion, they hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves, because Israel would be destroyed.
I think that's a statement of fact. If you're a Jew in America and you vote for the Democrats, you're voting for an anti-Jewish party, and you must be against Israel. President Trump was smeared with the dual loyalty canard, which is the opposite of what he said. He didn't say American Jews are loyal to both Israel and America. He said the opposite. What is the truth about voting for Joe Biden if you're a Jew in America? Should you think twice about that? And also, please explain this to me, because I'm fascinated. The Orthodox community, more than 90% support President Trump. So there seems to be a dichotomy between the Orthodox and the secular Jews.
Well, polls have shown, when you ask Jewish people the question, is Israel important to you? among the Reform Jews, which are the least religious of the three major movements, 22% say yes. Conservative Jews, they're not quite as left-wing as Reform, 45% say yes. Among the Orthodox, over 90% say yes. Israel's important to me. Because the more observant you are, the more you believe in the Bible, in which in several places it says how God gave this land to the Jews. So if you're a religious Jew, you believe in the Bible much more than non-religious Jews, and that's why you support Israel very strongly, and you support any party or any politician who supports Israel, because Israel is more important to you, because it's a biblical edict that this is Jewish land given to us. And that's why, by the way, evangelical Christians, the religious Christians, they believe in the Bible. That's why they support Israel so much, because they believe in the Bible. So religious evangelical Christians are more supportive of Israel than Reform Jews and secular Jews, which is a remarkable statement. Look, I'm a nonprofit, a 501c3. I cannot.
You're not advocating politically, but I'm just asking this strange phenomena that you know, we have this seeming inability to understand what one party represents today, with the likes of Ilhan Omar and AOC amongst them. Let's talk about history. Let's not talk about politics. How significant is it that my former boss, after 23 years of broken promises, from Clinton through Obama through Bush, he's the one who actually moved the embassy and recognized Jerusalem? How significant was that for the people of Israel?
That was not only powerfully significant and sent a tremendous message of support for the Jewish people and the Jewish state, but we saw the people that Trump appointed to important posts affecting Israel. They were all extraordinarily pro-Israel, you know, such as Jason Greenblatt and David Friedman and others.
You're the famously anti-Semitic president who's appointing Friedman, Greenblatt, and Jared to these key positions.
He was warned, don't you dare move the embassy. You'll have violence breaking out all over, and the passing of peace will end, as if it was there before. In fact, he said to me himself that he was getting call after call from leaders of countries saying, don't move it.
More, he was being told that by members of his cabinet, who said, don't move it because you will ignite World War III. Nothing happened, and now we have war in the Middle East.
That is right. What he did was the right thing. You know, that law to move the embassy was passed 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And the two key people deserve credit, Senator John Kyle, that people have forgotten about, from Arizona, and Newt Gingrich were the two key people. It was passed 93-5 in the Senate, 437-35 in the House, overwhelmingly, and Bill Clinton did not want it to be moved.
Obama didn't. Bush didn't move it.
But he couldn't veto it because it was 95% approved. So what he did is he ignored it. If you don't sign a bill in 30 days, it automatically becomes law without a president's signature. So Clinton was against this.
Outrageous. Outrageous. We're talking to Mort Klein, president of the Zionist Organization of America, ZOA.org. We're coming to you through the ReliefFactor.com studios. I am your host, Sebastian Gorka. But it's Dr. G Mark II. How? Because of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at My PhD Weight Loss. After 20 years of trying to lose weight, gaining it, losing it, gaining it, I lost 42 pounds in just a matter of months. No scary injections, no pills to pop, no stupid calorie counting. Just a system that lets you eat five times a day and burns the fat. I'm down to a size 36 in my blue jeans. I'm 6'3". I haven't been that size since I was in my 20s. It feels great. Find out for yourself. Call them on 864-644-1900 or just see the before and after pictures on their website. Mine will scare you. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's 864-644-1900. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. More, we only have 2 minutes left. I should have started with this, but can you be explicit and explain? We kind of inured to violence in the Middle East, to people wanting to destroy Israel because they've been trying so long. But October the 7th is different. I call this the slaughter of the innocents. Can you put what happened on October 7th into the correct context for all of our listeners and viewers?
Not only was this Hamas terrorists, 3,500 of them, people don't realize this was an invasion of 3,500 terrorists, but it was not only Hamas terrorists. Many Gaza Arab civilians joined in to murder, rape, and mutilate their former employers. Many of these Arabs who came in to murder the Jews in southern Israel worked for these places. That's how they knew where everything was. The people who worked for these Jews in southern Israel laid out the maps where everything was, who had dogs, who had guns, so they knew everything. And by the way, the people in southern Israel, these were kibbutzim, communities of extremely left-wing Jews who wanted to give land away and set up a state and do everything for the Arabs. They drove them to hospitals and helped them in every way. It didn't matter because it's Jew hatred. It's not about certain policies. It's not about land. It's a religious...
It's not about politics. It's about Jew hatred.
It's a religious war against the Jews and against the Christians. And what happened because of this, so many left-wing Israelis and Jews in America now realize, my God, they really do want to kill all of us. We can't appease them. And there's something people don't know. Israel has offered them a state four times in the last 20 years. It's been turned down every time because Abbas has said, I won't sign an agreement for a state with a clause that says, I have to say, I accept Israel as a Jewish state. I won't do it. So they've been offered a state. They don't want a state. And by the way, they've been offered a state eight times in the last 80 years. The Peel Commission in 1937 offered them a state on 95% of the land, 5% for the Jews, and they said absolutely not. So the issue is not land. It's not statehood. It's Israel's existence, and it's America's existence and the West's existence. And that is what the problem is. And I'll say one more thing. The leading seminary on Islam in the world is in Cairo. The most important seminary. On October 19th, the imam of that seminary, which is the Pope of the Muslim world, said publicly, it is a religious edict for you to go out and kill Jews in Israel. Can you imagine a religious man saying, it's a duty of you to go out and kill Jews? October 19th, he issued this. It was in no American newspaper. We protect radical Muslims. It's high time we tell the truth about radical Muslims.
It is a war between civilization and barbary, a war between those who are members of the Judeo-Christian civilization, the greatest civilization on earth, and those who wish to destroy it. We've been talking to Mort Klein, president of the Zionist Organization of America. If you understand that fact, you should be a Zionist too. Check out the website, zoa.org, and follow Mort at Morton A. Klein 7. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We had some amazing things happen today. As you know, my son has graduated from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. I'm very proud of the fact that he did so well. And I was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there, and it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought for trial. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt.
What has that man given up for others in the last 7 years? I don't mean, you know, not getting a paycheck and the $1 billion he lost from his companies while he was president. But think about everything else. His reputation. His freedom to live unassailed by those who lie about him 24 hours a day. And now, some quote-unquote judge says he can't go to the graduation of his youngest child? This is a war, my friends. This is a war. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First. Judge Merchan, who's overseeing the case in New York, which, by all accounts, is fake law. You can't charge somebody for federal elections crimes when you're a local court in New York and not a federal court. You can't do it when the statute of limitations has expired and you're talking about a business expenditure for a non-disclosure agreement. Exactly the same as the non-disclosure agreement I signed with the Trump Organization when I became President Trump or Candidate Trump, Candidate Trump's advisor in 2015 for national security issues. To say, oh, well, that contract benefited him in the upcoming elections, therefore it's a federal election crime. Well, the Department of Justice and the Federal Election Commission said, no. In fact, the prior district attorney to Alvin Bragg, Cyrus Vance Jr., said, no, there is no case to bring. I am not bringing a case. But then along comes an angry black Democrat who campaigns on putting President Trump behind bars, takes George Soros' money. No, not a conspiracy theory. Look it up, Democrats. He prejudices the current case, and then they bring it? This is about pure and simple hatred. I have one thing to say today, and it's to every single American out there. If you're seeing this on my Instagram post, somebody shares it with you from my Rumble, or if you're listening live across the nation, the only thing that matters now is courage. And you can say, oh, Gorka, it's God, it's faith. Yeah, but they're all connected. If you don't believe in God and the truth, you will not have courage. And if you aren't courageous, you can't say you're a Christian. You can't be a coward and be a Christian. You can't stand up for the truth by hiding. Right now, we need everyone to be a little bit like President Trump. Because what the left says is an utter complete lie. He's not doing it for the money. He's not doing it for the fame. This is a man whose last name was a global brand before he came down that escalator. He's a billionaire who lost billions by running for the presidency. So why is he doing it? Why is he facing the possibility of not going to his son's high school graduation tomorrow? There's only one reason. Courage. Courage to fight for America. I was texting back and forth with my friend Andrew Clavin. And he's talking about young men on the conservative right who live in something called the anonosphere, where they post podcasts and commentary anonymously. And Andrew said, this strikes me as pitiful. And he's right. It is pitiful. In only the way that he can, he's such a wordsmith. He writes, "While social pressure can make you into a liar, having no responsibility for your own good name can turn you into a monster." My response is, what we need now is thousands, tens of thousands, millions of Ajaxes, miniature General Pattons, individual Donald Trumps, who are prepared to stand in public for the truth, for America, for all that we hold sacred, to bear the slings and arrows. Because if you don't, what do you stand for? My argument has been for the longest time, you cannot profess values you are unwilling to publicly stand up for. If you don't put your name to your values of truth, justice, the United States, you do not represent those values. You're just another coward. You're a faceless nobody. In fact, you're worse than the left, because the left publicly say death to America on the streets of Michigan. They publicly say the browning of America with illegal immigrants is good. Just read the long article in The Atlantic about it. This is no conspiracy theory from clickbait merchants like Tucker Carlson. It's the left. Proud of it. If you're hiding now, where are you going to hide if they win on November 5th? Where are you going to run to? There is nowhere to run to. There is nowhere else to hide. I tell you now, if you don't stand up for America with your name, with your public persona, and politically get involved for the next 7 months, you are no American, and you don't love America. If you behave like President Trump and are willing to be buffeted by the haters, you are a great patriot, and I salute you, and all who love America salute you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We'll be talking to a rather important person next. He killed Osama bin Laden. If you enjoy our show, please subscribe, whichever podcast platform you prefer. Never ever miss an episode. Do leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you want him back, if you believe in the sacrifice he's already given, well, tell the world. We've put his mugshot on a yard sign, on a t-shirt, on a mug, with a very simple phrase: Trump 2024. Everything available at sebgorkastore.com, and you can support him at donaldjtrump.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.